USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
As President Trump considers moving thousands of immigrants into sanctuary cities, an idea Democrats oppose, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News Sunday it's in no way a done deal.
Until we can fix the crisis at the border, we have to look at all options. This is one of them. Whether or not it moves forward, that's yet to be determined. This was raised at a staff level initially. President wants us to explore it again, so that's being done.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday he's confident that the United States will continue its progress with North Korea on denuclearization. But in the meantime, he says international pressure remains in place against the North.
There remain in place today the world's strongest sanctions, UN Security Council resolutions, which make clear the objective. The denuclearization of North Korea, I'm very confident, will continue to move down the path of achieving that outcome.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Scientists shared the first photo of a supermassive black hole with the public. NASA's Planetary Science Division Director Jim Green describes what the picture looks like.
There is a location for which enormous mass is crunched down so much it warps space and time and doesn't allow light to come out. An accretion disk around a region that has enormous amount of mass. So much mass it appears black because no light can be emitted through that area.
Another study involving the effect long-term spaceflight has on the human body shows that human health can be mostly sustained for a year in space, but longer missions could have an effect on things like the thickening of arteries and damage to DNA. Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were temporarily down early today. All three social media platforms, including Facebook Messenger, were affected by an outage. Downdetector.com, a site that monitors site outages, says the outages were down more than 2 hours in much of the world. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
California Governor Gavin Newsom wants answers on how to deal with devastating wildfires. More from Woody King.
He says if the state continues to suffer the kinds of wildfires, such as the recent Camp Fire, wildfire costs could cause utility rates to increase 50% or more, and yet be less reliable. He said that could ripple through the entire state's economy. 25% of the population is at risk.
That's a jaw-dropping percentage.
He also had very tough words for utilities, too, saying they're liability should increase as well as penalties for failing to invest in safety measures, and profits should be tied to safety performance. He says he wants answers in 90 days.
It's a tweet garnering lots and lots of attention on social media involving a Democrat's controversial statement about 9/11 and President Trump's response. USA Radio's Robin Walensky explains.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports the E. coli outbreak linked to ground beef. More than 100 people in six states sick, including Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. It is still not known the brand of meat affected.
The NBA playoffs got underway Saturday with a couple of upsets. Eighth-seeded Orlando knocked off the top-seeded Raptors in the Atlantic Division, while Brooklyn took Game 1 against Philadelphia. In the Western Division, San Antonio grabbed a win over Denver, and Steph Curry became the most prolific three-point shooter in league playoff history in the Warriors' win over the Clippers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.